Hey everybody, it's Anthony Decker here, Decker Real Estate Group, out here getting it done as only Decker can. As you see, the topic is they don't have much to say. So a little bit different than what I was going to go down, but I'll still go down the rabbit hole. It doesn't matter. So another broker who does videos frequently announced tonight that he's no longer going to be doing his videos. He lost heart in it, whatever it was. Good for him. As always, Decker coming to you live because that's the way life is. Don't believe in editing. I probably should edit. It would probably keep me out of a lot of trouble if I did edit. But I don't like filters on pictures, and I don't like editing on video. So you can write that down. So must not have a lot to say, right? Not necessarily pertaining to him, but just in general. I took a new listing today. It's coming on the market on Friday. Watch out for it. It's an amazing house. But this home seller interviewed a lot of agents, right? During the time he was thinking about listing his house, and he interviewed them all, and they all kind of had the same sales pitch and the same thing to say, right? And I'll sell your house so quick. I've got so many friends on Facebook. Listen, you can only have 5,000 friends on Facebook. I got 5,000 friends on Facebook. I'm maxed out. But that was something catchy to say 2 or 3 years ago. I have so many friends on Facebook. Well, that's fantastic. Good for you. That's not necessarily going to help you sell a house, right? But this what these other agents were telling. We've got so many followers, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And it all boils down to a lot of BS, right? And he said, he called me and he thanked me and he said, man, I stuck up for you. He said, I'm glad I went with you. You know, it's no BS. You just kind of tell it like it is. Because that's why I started my own company. I got tired of all the salesy stuff that people try to put on things, you know. We're going to get her sold for you or whatever crap they got going on, right? And, because at the end of the day, when you're selling your house, it all boils down to how much money are you going to be putting in your pocket, right? And when you ask that agent, Mr. Agent, what are you going to do to put the most money in my pocket? I have a lot of friends on Facebook. So we will categorize that in the category of other stuff that doesn't matter and doesn't answer the question, right? You ever get mad? Like, you ask a question, especially with these politicians, they ask a question, that's a great question, I'll come back to it, but I'll never answer it, because they don't have an answer. And there's a lot of these agents that don't have an answer for the question that you ask. What are you going to do to make sure that I put more money in my pocket? I'll get back to that, but look over here, shiny object. And I think a lot of times, especially now, I think everything's changing where people are noticing, you're not really doing that much extra over here, Mr. Agent. You know, we are so huge. You are. So if we divide your production by the number of people you have working on your team or at your company, what is your average? So your average is still below the average. So because if you have 45 agents in your company and you sell a certain amount and you divide it out by those 45 agents, 5 agents are actually selling something, doing something. The other 35 are drinking coffee in the break room, right? So how about we talk about a per agent production. How about we do that? How many people actually touches the file before it's closed? Our files are touched by 9 people before they're closed. So you take that production, divide it by 9, because you're weakening down because if you're saying you're only doing 5 times as more as another agent, but 9 people actually touch the file, so you actually divide your production by the 9, and you're actually doing not 5 times as much as the other agent, you're doing 8 times as less, right? It's pretty good math, I like it. So you gotta be careful. A lot of people will feed you a lot of crap. I don't like crap. I don't like people getting away with I just don't like people getting away lying, right? Because it all boils down to, and I've said it in the past, are you stupid or are you a liar? It's one of the two, because what you're saying is not accurate. So are you stupid? Do you really believe this? Do you not understand what you're saying is not true? Or are you a liar and you know what you're saying is false, but you're going to say it anyway because you think who you're talking to is stupid? Right? So if you got your house for sale, and this is something that people tried on this gentleman, and me and him had a frank discussion. He had his house for sale by owner, and he said, bring me a buyer and I will pay you. I said, fantastic. But the best way for me to bring you a buyer, Mr. Seller, is for me to be able to market your property. I cannot physically bring you a buyer, the likelihood of me bringing you a buyer without being able to physically market the property is a lot less than if I'm able to market the property. But these other agents over here, these stupid or a liar agents, yes, Mr. Seller, we got a buyer, we're ready to go. Bring them by. Well, they're not ready yet. We need you to list the house. But we got a buyer. They're chomping at the bit. Why can't you bring them by? Oh, they're not ready yet. Because, see, that's something that we are taught, and I don't like it. I've done it, and I don't do it anymore because it didn't sit right. It was a lie. Because if you got a buyer, you're going to bring a buyer to the property, right? I've got a buyer, but I can't bring him right now because they're not ready. 2 weeks goes, but I got a buyer. You need to list that property with me because I've got a buyer. No. You're a liar. You're stupid. Shut up. Because the best way for me to bring a buyer to your property, if it is for sale, if you want to sell a property. Now, I might get lucky and I might happen up on a buyer that may be very specific to your property. That may want your property. But the best way for me to bring a buyer to your property is to be able to market the property and say, hey, look at this house. This house is fantastic. It's got 4 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms and a large lot, and it backs up to a lake. And then somebody gets excited and says, I want to see that house. And I say, let's go see that house. We go see that house, and it's sold. That's the best way for you to sell your property, is to let me market your property and let me get you a buyer. But a lot of agents, Mr. Seller, I've got a buyer. All you've got to do is sign this listing agreement. And we're going to bind it up. And we're going to get it going. I'm going to bring my buyer. We're going to call good. You sign the listing agreement. Guess what? What happened to the buyer? Oh, the buyer, he wasn't no good. He bought something else. He just took too long because they were a liar. Now, this past weekend, I had a set of buyers. They want to go see it for sale by owner. I called the for sale by owner up and said, hey, Mr. Seller, got some buyers want to see your house. Can we come look at it? He said, yes, we went and looked at it, we wrote the offer, because I actually had physical buyers that went and seen a property. They weren't just mythical buyers that I made up just so I could get somebody to sell a listing agreement. Can you tell I'm passionate about what I do? We're getting ready to go into busy season. Busy season is spring break to fall break. Now, there are people out there that will say, there is no season in real estate. You're full of dog doo-doo. There is a busy season, because the busy season is when the most real estate is sold around our area. Spring break to fall break falls into there. It's not to say that houses don't sell in between. They do, but they don't sell as frequent. Because, see, that's why I created my own company. That's why my colors are black and white. Because I am black and white. I showed a super sweet couple a house tonight, and I said, look, if you want this house, that's totally fine. But you've got to realize this house is old. It's going to have issues. I don't want you to waste your money on a home inspection if it comes back with 35,000 things wrong and you want everything wrong. This is not the house that everything gets fixed on. You need to worry about the major systems, the plumbing, the heating and electrical, the roof, the structure. But the windows are however old. They're not going to replace the windows, but they're going to be sided on the home inspection. Right? I say that to my people. It's whatever you want. I want you to be happy. If you want this house and you want to put an offer in, we will put the offer in. But I want you to know going forward, I don't want you to waste your $500 on a home inspection when it comes back with 65 pages and everything seems wrong, because the sellers are not going to fix those things, because this house is a certain age. This house is not perfect. This house is over 100 years old. It's going to have issues. Mr. and Mrs. Buyer, I want you to be aware. You do have the right to ask for these things to be repaired, but I'm telling you up front, they will not be repaired. So don't waste your money if this is what you're expecting. Right? Got told today by one of my mortgage specialists, hey, do you know so-and-so is working with other agents? No, I did not. I've been in contact with so-and-so all week answering questions about properties. But come to find out, Jim, we'll call him Jim, because I like the name Jim because it's easy for me to remember. Jim went and put an offer in on a property that their financing won't qualify for. I told Jim up straight up front, I said, Jim, listen, ma'am, don't go put an offer in on it. I said, we're not going to go look at this house because the financing you have does not qualify. Why? Because I know about the financing that Jim is approved for. That's part of my job. But they went to another agent. The other agent didn't know better, either was stupid or a liar, and put an offer in for Jim on this property. So they've wasted a lot of time with Jim. And Jim can't buy the property. Now Jim's disheartened. I told you, Jim, you can't buy the property because your financing will not allow you to buy the property. So I wish Jim the best of luck. Toodles, kick rocks. Because I'm not here to clean up your mess, Jim. I was here to advise you, but now you're working with someone else. So good luck. Not mad about it. Is what it is. Because I only work with people who exclusively work with me. Because real estate is the largest purchase you'll ever do in your life. And if I'm going to devote my time, my energy, my nights, and my weekends to making sure that your goal happens, you're not going to be working with every Tom, Dick, and Harry just because you want to put in an offer after I already told you you can't put in the offer because there's no point, because it's not working, because the house is sold as is. The house doesn't have drywall. But some people don't like to hear the word no. And I'm okay with that, because it's my job to tell people no. No, your financing will not do this. No, this is not a good house for you. And then they go elsewhere. But you're not going to pick my brain about my expertise and my knowledge and my get-or-doneness. Decker gets it done. Wasn't born out of nothing, guys. It was somebody coined the phrase. Long time ago, Randy Ford coined the phrase, Decker gets it done, because I took almost impossible situations that were unable to get financed or couldn't get a home, and made it happen. Packaged it together. One of the title attorneys in town said, I'm the most creative real estate agent when it comes to putting something together that he's ever seen. But you're not going to get that kind of service from everyone. You're not going to get that kind of honesty from everyone. So if you're okay with being lied to and being sold to, you're not for me. I'm all about being black and white and upfront and honest. Because at the end of the day, I only have so many hours and so many minutes. And I don't have time to lie, cheat, or steal. Because I'm going to tell you the truth and we're going to make a decision based on the truth. And then we're going to move on. Because we're not going to keep rehashing the same thing. You told me this and you told me that. No, I told you the facts. We made a decision based on the facts and we moved on. It's not me telling you facts, you making a decision and then coming to find out that I lied. That's not what I do. That's not what I will do. So be aware, there's a lot of BS. A lot of people don't have a lot of stuff to say. None of my videos are ever edited because life isn't edited, right? I may not always say things the proper way, but I always get my point across. I'm not polished, but I am who I am. If you guys have any questions about buying or selling, it's what I'm here to do. I'm here to get it done for you. 270-256-3501. Thank you, guys. Yay!